Yeah, we're going to start learning now of the 10th parak in Psochim, Arve Psochim. Now, these tapes, at the first part of the tape, it's going to be over the Daf Yomi Shir that we say every night. And at the end of the tape, I'd like to get a little bit to it, maybe a little more halachadik, a little bit going through more Tosfos, saying on the Tosfos and on the Dafin, a little bit adding more to just a regular, just Gemara and Rashi. Now, here in Arve Psochim, even though Rashi is on the top, on the left side, but there's another Pirish, Pirish Rabbeinu Shmuel of the Rashbam, the Talmud of Rashi, that's on the bottom on the left side of the Yomid, which the Rashbam has a little bit more, explains it more by Riches, more than Rashi sometimes. That's why usually the Olam learns a little bit more the Rashbam here than just saying the Rashi. Now the Mishnah starts off, we have the Girsa Erev Psochim. Erev says Erev Psochim means Erev Pesach, Yudalet Benisim. Now the top Tosfos says, "Igarsin an arvei." If you are gerus arvei, nichets, very good, and it makes sense talking about a plural arvei psochim, the plural of erev psochim. "Igarsin an erev," but if we have the gerus where we have it erev, hochikomer, doesn't make sense to say erev psochim. So this is what the Mishnah means to say: erev sheshechnu by psochim. This is the like erev, the day before that we shecht a lot of psochim. This is the day before Yom Tov of Pesach that we shecht a lot of psochim. Inami, another pshat Tosfos says, Erev Pesach means Rishon v'Sheni. This is Erev Pesach of Erev Rishon, and Erev Pesach of Pesach Sheni. So to see a chiddush here that even by Pesach Sheni also, you should not eat beforehand in order at night time to be able to eat the matzah by Pesach Sheni, also l'v'taivon, the way you're supposed to. It's like Mishum here, the mitzvah, you should eat it when you're still hungry and enjoy eating it. Tochim, Samach leMincha, before Mincha, which we'll see, the Mefarshim here learns it means Mincha Ketana, that means 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is Lo Yoichal Odom Achetechshech. A person should not eat Erev Pesach by the Sman of Mincha Ketana, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you should not eat from then on Achetechshech. So let's see the Rashbam. Arvei Psochim Samach leMincha. Mincha Ketana means Koidem leMincha Mat. It means a little bit even before this man Mincha, which means a Chatzi Shur, a half an hour before the time of Mincha Gedolim. That means Betchila Shur Asiris, at the beginning of the 10th hour, which let's say Chatzos usually is 6 hours. So then 3 hours later is 3 o'clock. So at the beginning after 3, that's called the beginning of the 10th hour. The Tanan we learned. Tomid nishchat b'shmoyno machza. The korban atomid is brought at 8.5 hours a day. The korav b'tisho machza is finished. The meitak krova 9.5 hours. Now 9.5 hours a day. That's the time to daven mincha ketana. Mincha gedola people start already by chatzos after chatzos to daven mincha gedola. But mincha ketana that means from 9.5 hours of the day, which is the zman when they brought the korban atomid shoben abayim. So nimtzas mincha ketana b'tisha machza. Really, when does mincha ketana start? That starts 9.5 hours of the day, which is 3:30. V'somach le, now Mishnah says loshin erev psochim somach lemincha. A little bit before mincha, you have to stop eating. So somach Rashi and Rashbam both say that means a half an hour. V'somach le haynu chatzi shor koidim. A half an hour before, that means b'soiv shor cheese. At the end of the 9th hour of the day. That's the beginning of the 10th hour, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's from that time on Erev Pesach that the Mishnah says, Lo yoichal odom achetechshech. You're not supposed to eat anything. So Rashbam says, why not? Lo yoichal odom, kidei sheyoichal matzah shel mitzvah l'teyovin. Today at night time by the Seder, when you come to eat the matzah, you should eat l'teyovin. I mean, you should have a warm tea. You should be hungry then but to eat it. Mishum hid the mitzvah. That's already making the mitzvah nice. Hey, since there's a mitzvah midiraisa to eat Pesach, to eat matzah, Pesach by night, so today to eat the matzah nice behidur means eat it when you really want to eat. So if you'll fill yourself up in the afternoon, you won't have an appetite to eat at night, that's not a hidur mitzvah, therefore you're not supposed to eat in the afternoon, from 3 o'clock on. So taste really is, like what are we talking about, what can't you eat? What does it mean you can't eat from 3 o'clock on? If it means on Erev Pesach can't eat matzah, on Erev Pesach the whole day you're not supposed to eat matzah. There's a Rishalmi that says, Koloichol matzah erev Pesach. Whoever eats matzah on erev Pesach, kilu boil our resources of beis chametz. It's like you boil your wife before you have nisuin with her. After kedushin, before nisuin. In other words, it's not nice. Like, why can't you wait already? Here also, there's a mitzvah midiraisi to eat the matzah at night. So wait the whole erev Pesach. You're not supposed to eat matzah. Viva mina targim. If it means tam, with type of other nash, other type of food. Mina targim. Some learns it means fruits, or some say it means from chamesh saminim type of cakes. You are allowed to eat those things even after 3 o'clock. So what is the Mishnah talking about that after 3 o'clock you're not supposed to eat? The Yeshleima Tosis learns Tiari b'matzah ashira. That means like egg matzah. Matzah ashira, rich matzah. To leosev Yishalmi el b'matzah ruya lotzes b'chay b'osei. So Yishalmi only says on erev Pesach you shouldn't eat matzah, that you could be yotzah the mitzvah matzah b'leil Pesach. The achilas koydim zmana, and if you eat it before the time, that's not nice. But matzah ashira, but if you eat like egg matzah, sharia, that's mutter to eat, because since you can't be yotze the mitzvah at night with egg matzah anyway, therefore if you eat it for yom, it's okay. No, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when you're supposed to stop eating. Today, when it comes at night time to eat the matzah, you should eat it l'tayovin. Right, the Mishnah says, now afilu oni shebi Yisrael, even a poor person, lo yoichel, he should not eat the seder by night, ad sheyisav, until first he lies down. He has to be noig inyan acheris to lie down, ad sheyisav. So Rashbam says, v'afilu oni shebi Yisrael lo yoichel, should be goes b'leil psochim at night time, ad sheyisav, until he lies down, k'derech b'nei chorven, like a free person. Benito, he has to have a bed, v'al ha-shulchan, next to a shulchan, zeichel acheris. To be zeich lecheres. The Taisa speaks out, what does the Mishnah mean, even an oni shebi Yisrael? Everybody has to do this. The Taisa says, the Sakat Ha'etach, I would have thought, that Seibas oni lechashiva Seiba. A poor person, the whole year, he doesn't eat this way. So to him, it's a joke. Pesach b'nayat yishiv adaf, you sit down, lie down, maybe it means nothing. The ain lay amal osir, first of all, he doesn't have anything to lie down with. The ain zadeh lecheres. Kamashma and the Mishnah know that even a non, even the poorest person, still becomes a seder by night. He has to act as if he's a ben chorin, and when he eats the matzah, he has to be lying down, at least leaning down on his left side, and eat derech eris near a shulchan. This matzah from the Rashbam, you have to be, and also in the times of the Gemara, the mamish had a bed, so he used to lie down on the left side of the bed. Now that we have a chair, there's still an need of a seder to lie down on your left side when you eat the matzah. So not only Osher, but even a noni has to eat it by Seber also. It's interesting that Miri says a Loshin, that the reason why we have to do it is Kadesh, a person should mimaramis himself, he should make himself a simon lecheris, or gula, and that should make himself wake up to give back shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made us free. And then why we eat by Seber is, we're supposed to act as if we're really b'nei chorin, we went out free tonight. And that wakes us up to make us have a feeling like to thank Hashem why we came out free. So that's the inyan to eat ba'aseba. So even an oni also has this mitzvah to eat ba'aseba leaning down. Right, the Mishnah says, "Lo yifchasu loy me'arba koisos ashayayin." So it says a lashon yifchasu. So Shvam says it means it goes on the gabbai tzedakah. The people that give out tzedakah on erev Pesach, they have to give extra money to the aniyim to come around to collect. They have to give them enough money that they should have to buy dalad kaisas worth of wine. That's the lashon b'layif chesu. The gavoyim and tzedakah should not give them less than the amount of money to buy 4 kaisas of wine. The yafilu minatamchui. Even if the person is very, very poor, that he goes around every day to collect food to eat for that day, still the gavoyim tzedakah has to give him today erev Pesach enough money to buy 4 kaisas. So Rashi Rashbam says, "Layif chesuloi," that means the gaboy tzedakah goes on. Hamafanis simas ha'aniyim, that they give money to mafanis to support the aniyim. Kiritnan ein toichsun lioni oivim imokam, that you have to give them money. Al malishin layif chesu agaboy tzedakah koi. This loshin layif chesu, they should not give him less. He goes on the gaboy, the one that gives out the money. Vuad dinamim layitnu loy. Rashi Rashbam says, even if the gaboy tzedakah does not give the oni money, this oni has to do everything he has in his power to get that money to buy the dalad kaisas, even if it means to borrow money to go around. El urcha de milsa nokit. Just the regular manner is, The normal manner is he doesn't have to work that hard. In every city there's a Gabbait Tzedaka. So the Nehem go to the Gabbait Tzedaka, and the Gabbait Tzedaka now in every Pesach gives him extra money to buy his Dalat Kaisis. Yeah. Then Rashbam says, like Rashi says, why do we have Dalat Kaisis? As the Medrash says, that the four Lashonis of Gula by Mitzrayim, Voitzaisi, V'Gaalti, V'Lakachti, V'Yitzalti, Tashis Veira. So because of these four Lashonis, that's why we have Dalat Kaisis. And then the Mishnah ends off, Yafilu min atamchis, Rashbam says, who mispanas mitamchis of Zokam. Means a very poor person that goes around every day to collect money for the food of that day. Tahainu oni shabaniim, a very poor person. The name is Echtapeya. Mishiesh le mosin stay sudas, whoever has enough money to buy for himself two meals, loyitu min atamchi. He cannot collect money there from the tamchi. Because the tamchi was a collecting of every single day they gave out to the aniim that did not have food for that day. So they gave him either food or the money to buy for that day. So if you had enough money or you had food for that day, you were not allowed to take min atamchi. So not only that takes min atamchi means he does not even have enough food for that day, still we say he has to have dalat kaisis. On Erev Pesach, he has to make sure he gets enough money to get himself dalat kaisis of yayin. So to Gemara. Ma'ir Arvei Pesachim, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah that on Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat from the time of Mincha or Samach LeMincha? Afilu Arvei Shabbos is v'yomim tovim nami. Even on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, also the din is you're not supposed to eat after the Zman of Mincha Kitana, after 3:30 in the afternoon. The Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Lo Yoichal Odom v'Arvei Shabbos v'yomim tovim min Amincha l'mala. A person should not eat on every Shabbos or every Yom Tov. You should not eat min amincha l'mala. Kedei shikonas l'Shabbos, kedei you should come into Shabbos. Kishu to'ava, when you're hungry a little bit, you have a desire to eat. So divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. In other words, the mitzvah to have oinik Shabbos, you're supposed to have the suda on Shabbos. So the mitzvah to eat the suda should also be b'taiva. You should have to want to eat it. You shouldn't fill yourself Friday afternoon, fill yourself up, and then when it comes to Shabbos by night, you have no desire to eat. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Arvei Pesachim, luhura, every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov had the same halacha. You're not supposed to eat min amincha l'mala. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rashi says, Rashbam, afilu arvei Shabbos alibud Rabbi Yehuda, kedei she kiddush usuda Shabbos chobavolov. Kedei at night time when you make your kiddush and when you have your suda Shabbos, it should be chobav. You should want to eat, not that you're filled up already. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Every Shabbos has the same halacha. Then the Braita says, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Rabbi Yosi Yolz, no, oichel v'hoylech atchetechshach. Rabbi Yosi Yolz, you know, in a regular era of Shabbos, an era of Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat up until the night time. You don't have to stop eating. So the Court of Kashri is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the chiddush of our Mishnah? So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna's teretz is, Leitzricha elal Rabbi Yosi, Enochanami. Our Mishnah is only saying a chiddush according to Rabbi Yosi Shita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no chiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the chiddush even according to Rabbi Yosi. The Amar Oichel V'Hoylech, Achetechshach, on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, he says, you're allowed to continue reading up until the night time. Hani Mili, when did Rabbi Yosi say this? Barve Shabbos is Yom Tovim. Only on a regular Erev Shabbos or regular Erev Yom Tov. Avav Erev HaPesach, when it comes to Erev HaPesach, Mishum Chiyuvei Dematza Moida. But here, about the Zechiv at night time, Tit Matza, and here Luchur Zechiv Mediraisa, Tit Matza, so here Rabbi Yosi is Moida, since it's Mediraisa, Chiyuv Tit Matza, Balel Pesach, that midrabbanan you should not eat in the afternoon, today not to fill yourself up. Today when it comes Pesach by night, you'll eat the matzah b'taiva with a chodav mitzvah. So Rashi says, Mishum chiyuvei de matzah, or Rashbam, Shaloi tei nechelas ala soiva. You should not come to eat the matzah Pesach by night when you're already satisfied. Now, why is matzah bigger chiyuv than a regular Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov? So Rashbam says, V'chiyuvei de matzah le'el arishin choyva. That's a chiyuv midraisa tit matzah on Pesach by night. The chiyuv the pasuk says, Po erev toich lo matzois. So since it's a special mitzvah saseh tit matzah Pesach by night, the while the havamina we're going now, mishum hidu mitzvah, you're supposed to eat that matzah when you still have a desire to eat. not when you're satisfied already. Therefore, from 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, you should not eat anything heavy. Today, you should be able to eat the matzah Pesach b'night b'tayva when you have a desire to eat it. But on a regular Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, Rabbi Yosi tells you, no, you're allowed to continue eating mamash up until Achatechshech. Even though there's an inyan to have the Suddah Shabbos, of the Sawat Eshtins, even if you're filled up for the Suddah Shabbos by nighttime, you can eat the Suddah Shabbos morning, like an inyan, the morning Shabbos. But Eshtins not tafka b'di rice, you have to have the Suddah at night, you can have the Suddah b'yayim also. So Erev Shabbos is not so chomot Rabbi Yosi as it Erev Pesach. So that's the Chiddush of Al-Mishnah. Even according to Rabbi Yosi, you're not allowed to eat an Erev Pesach after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Here's one teretz. Rav Papa Rama, Papa says another teretz. Rav Papa Rama, Afilu Teimer Rav Yehuda. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda. So then the question was, what's the Chiddush of Erev Pesach? Every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov has the same halacha. As Chiluk, not as a Chiluk. Hossam over there, the average Shabbos of Yom Tovim, on a regular Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov, the din is, Menamin Cholamala Hu Diyosar. You're just not allowed to eat Menamin Cholamala, which means 3:30. That's all. Of a Somach Lemincha Shari, there the Braisa does not say a Loshin of Somach Lemincha. There the Braisa before said that, Menamincha Lomali you should not eat. Menamincha here means Mincha Kitana, which is 3:30, the Zman that you bring the Korban Atomach of Ein Abayim. So from 3:30 in the afternoon, that's when you're not supposed to eat. Avob Erev HaPesach, but our Mishnah says the Chiddush even according to Rabbi Yehuda. That on Erev Pesach, I'll tell you, Afilu Somach Lemincha Nami Yosser. Even next and near to Mincha, you also have to stop eating. Which Somach Lemincha means half an hour before. So that's the Chiddush on Erev Pesach. You have to stop 3 o'clock. You can't eat anymore on Erev Pesach. Yeah. For the Mar Nakash and Rapopam, over Erev Shabbos, Somach Lemincha Shari? Is that true? You're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, that you're allowed to eat 3 o'clock, Somach Lemincha, it only means the Zman Mincha 3:30. That's when you have to stop eating. For your tiny, we learned in the Braisa, Lo Yoichal Odom be Erev Shabbos be Yom Tovim. A person should not have a Suda, should not sit down to eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, Mitisha Shaya Salamala. From 9 hours of the day and further up, which means 3 o'clock. So it doesn't say 3:30. It says 9 o'clock, 9 hours, which is 3 o'clock, which is like our Mishnah, that's called Somach Lemincha. Even though the Zaman Mincha is only 3:30, but a half an hour before that, you have to stop eating even on Erev Shabbos. Kidei, why? In order, Sheikonis LeShabbos Geshutava, that you should come into Shabbos to have Yesudah Shabbos when you have Taiva, when you have a desire to eat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So you see, not like Rav Papa, that even on a regular Erev Shabbos, also Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, you have to stop eating 3 o'clock. Not 3:30, but 3 o'clock. Rabbi Yosi says, Oichel v'hoylach achatechsha. He also know. On a regular Erev Shabbos, there's no need to stop eating before Shabbos. You can continue eating up until Shabbos. Achatechsha. So I call upon him, this is the kasha on Rav Papa. You see, not like a Papa's terrace. So first of all, the Gemara wants to say, Amma Mazutra, Mazutra wants to say, Man Leimala, and who's going to tell us, Dimataretztahi, that this Bryce you just brought down is true, is right. Dilma Mishabeshti, maybe that Bryce made a mistake. Because maybe Rav Papa's Teretz is still a good Teretz. Rav Papa gave a Teretz to say that Rav Yehuda is our Mishnah goes with Rav Yehuda. Even though Rav Yehuda says in Erev Shabbos, you have to stop eating, that's only Minamin Cholamala, 3:30. On Erev Pesach, the Chiddush is 3 o'clock. Somach Leminchi, you have to stop. Either there's a price that says even Erev Shabbos is also Somach. Maybe that price is a mistake. So tomorrow, Omalei Merema. Some Rema said back. V'iteiman, some want to say it was Rav Yemer. That Rav Yemer said back. It said like this. Ano ikloi lepirkei de Rav Pinchas. We went into the pirkei, to the learning, to the shir by Rav Pinchas, Bredi Rav Ami, the son of Rav Ami. To come Tana, and a Tana got up there. But Tony had learned to them, but Tony Kaimei had learned in front of them, this Lashon of this last Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is on a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have a Suddah, me Samach Lemincha Gedana. Not only 3:30, but even 3 o'clock you have to stop. The Kib Limine, and they were Makabal, that's the right shot. So you see, this last Braisa is not a mistake, it's not a Meshabeshta, but rather it's the right shot.
For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's true, Kasha, if this last price is true, says the back of Kasha, what is the Chiddush of our Mishnah that on Erev Pesach you have to stop eating? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not only Erev Pesach. Every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif had the same halacha. That Samach Lemincha, Kitana, you have to stop eating. So Gemara says, Elo Machrata, we have to come back and say the only teretz we have so far is Kidder Rafuna. Like Rafuna's teretz was. It ain't a chanami. Our Mishnah is not going to leave with the Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah shouldn't say Erev Pesach. Because it's every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif also. Now Mishnah goes only to leave with the Rabbi Yossi. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That even according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds on a regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat up until the night time, and then you stop and you make Kiddush, but on Erev Pesach, here you have to stop min esomach lemincha. Why? Because Pesach b'night is the mitzvah m'diraisa teeth matzah, so we want you to mekayim the mitzvah m'diraisa at night time behidur, that means to be have a hungry, to have a desire to eat it, so therefore in the afternoon you're not supposed to fill yourself up and eat. Vashenken on a regular Erev Shabbos, yeah, there's no mitzvah midiraisa to have the sugar of the dafkur at night time. As midirabonin, there is an Indian. But I call upon him midiraisa in the morning yontif, on the Shabbos, you could be mekayim even beyond. So therefore, Rabbi Yaisa Shita is on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat till the night time. It's only Erev Pesach, the Chiddush of Al Mishnah, you have to stop eating samach lemincha. For the Gemara now, Ula Rav Huna Menicha. Even according to Rav Huna, does it come out good? Well, there's a kasha in Rav Huna also. Rabbi Yirmiyah said over Amar Rabbi Yechin, the name of Rabbi Yechinan, Vitaim, and some say it was Amar Rabavur said over Amar Rabbi Yossi and Bar Rabbi Chanina, that halacha to Rabbi Yehuda the Erev HaPesach, that they said over Vishna, who do we paskin like? On Erev Pesach, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. For halacha to Rabbi Yossi the Erev Shabbos, and on a regular Erev Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So that's what they said over, that is on Erev Pesach, we pass the Lord of Yehuda. So the Chura, what is that Mashmah of Gemara? Halacha Kreb Yehuda, the Erev HaPesach, since they had to say over, that on Erev Pesach, we pass like Al Mishnah, which goes according to Kreb Yehuda, Mechlal, it's a Raya, the Polig, Reb Yossi, Betavayu. It's a Raya, Reb Yossi argues even on Erev Pesach. Reb Yossi argues in Al Mishnah, and knows his sheet to Israel, allowed to eat up until the night time, even on Erev Pesach. That's why it's good why they had a paskin and say, you should know, on Erev Pesach, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Erev Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So they have to tell us, don't think who was in Erev Pesach also, we should paskin like Rabbi Yossi. No, on Erev Pesach, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But I call upon us mashma clearly that Rabbi Yossi himself argues even on Erev Pesach. So if Rabbi Yossi argues even on Erev Pesach, then we're back to the kasher. What's the chiddush of Al Mishnah? Why does Al Mishnah only say Erev Psochim, you can't eat samach lemincha? Behechach Al Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's according to Rabbi Yossi was saying now, you are allowed to eat even on Erev Pesach. So if the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, why does the Mishnah Dafka say Erev Psochim? It should have said Erev Psochim with Erev Shabbos. Should have said altogether, should have said. So Tais asked the kash real, but you should ask all these kashes, what's the big kash in the Mishnah? That Tais asked, the Yimtaima, the next to Baram Tais was in the Madal, on the base. The Yimtaima, my loy Mishani, the Tani the Pesach Koi, because the Mishani, the Perakol Shah. He asked not the kash now, that what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? If the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, why does it only say Erev Pesach? It should have said Erev Shabbos also. I'll tell you true, Avada the Locher is Erev Shabbos, maybe the same Locher. The reason why this Mishnah here says Erev Psochim, because we're talking about Masechta Psochim. We're talking about what's going on in Halacha, it's about Erev Pesach and El Pesach. That's why the Mishnah only picks on Erev Psochim. That's the kasha why it doesn't say Erev Shabbos also. We're not talking about Erev Shabbos here. Like the Gemara answered before already. Kibushani Perakol Shor. Kabi Passover. So Tais answers the Eshloima, Mishnah Pesach Koi, Ein Loi Laniach Arve Shabbos Es Tzvira, Bechol Shavua. It's one teretz. Since, it's true we're talking about Erev Psochim, but since Erev Shabbos comes out every single week, and it don't have to add too much onto the Mishnah, it's Kedai ready to say Erev Shabbos also. That was the Kasha. If the Halacha applies even to Erev Shabbos, so the Mishnah should have said it already. Since it's told you it happens very often, it should have said it also. So that's why the Gemara can say the rest of the Kasha. That's why our Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah should have also already said Erev Shabbos, since it comes out Todim, often. A person can make a mistake. The Dafka not an Erev Pesach. Mishum Chiyuv with the Matzah. They have a Lamit the Erev Pesach. That's a better Teretz says. That if our Mishnah now, the way it says, you can make a mistake. Since the Mishnah only says Erev Pesach, I would think only now you can't eat min ha-mincha l'malam, samach l'mincha. Because midraisa tonight there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Mashenka on a regular Erev Shabbos, it will be mashah from our Mishnah, you are allowed to eat even min ha-mincha l'malam. So if our Mishnah goes according to Abiyudah, that's the kasha. The Mishnah should have said, even on Erev Shabbos also, you're not allowed to eat min ha-mincha l'malam. Tell him, Rav Huna wants to give a terrorist to Mishnah, goes according to Rav Yossi. That Rav Yossi is Maida, Dafka, Nerev Pesach, can't eat. But the Kashra is now no. This price says clearly that we have to paskin here. It says, Halacha Rav Yehuda, the Erev Pesach. Mashma, that only Rav Yehuda holds this way, Erev Pesach. But Rav Yossi himself still argues even on Erev Pesach. So we'll say, what's Pshar now, Mishnah then? That's the Gemara Loitin. That's not Pshat in this last Brisa. That Amar Abavu, Amar Abi Yosi, Abi Chanina had a say over that the Alocha Krav Yudin Erev Pesach is not going on the din of our Mishnah. Loit, Halocha Mechlal De Pligi Pihar Sokam. I tell you, not that we have to pass the Alocha Krav Yudin here by Erev Pesach, it's the Diyak that Rabbi Yosi argues on a different halacha about Havsokim. If you have to stop eating, which is another machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, we learn in a price like this: Mavsikin leShabbosos Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If a person was having a suda Friday afternoon, he started with by Chasna Friday afternoon. They started the suda at 12 o'clock. Don't make enough minyan, and the suda went straight mamish into Shabbos. So the halacha is Mavsikin. As soon as it becomes the beginning of Shabbos, you have to stop that suda. That's a Yudishita. And Mavsikim Mamish means you have to take away the whole table, and then you make Kiddush, and then you bring the table back again. It's a Shiloh, we'll see later on in the Gemara. Some Shita say you have to Mamish bench first, and then you take away the whole table, and then you make Kiddush, then you start the Suda over again. That's a Yudishita. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer ain't Mavsikim. Yossi says, no, you don't have to be Mavsik. If you started the meal before Shabbos Friday afternoon, continue on the meal. Whenever you finish the meal 10 o'clock in the afternoon. Whenever you finish that meal, you'll bench. And after you guys finish benching, then you make Kiddush. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. So the Gemara was a Maisa Rabbi Shimon Gamliel for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yosi. Shoye Mesubin v'yaku. It once happened, they were sitting and having a Suda in Aku, the city. For Kiddush Aleim Ayim, and came to be Shabbos. In the middle of the Suda, came now with Shabbos. Omele Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel went to ask Rabbi Yosi, they're both sitting there. But Rabbi, so he called Rabbi Yosi a nice Loshen Rabbi, like a Loshen Godel Hador. Ritzoncha, do you want Nafsik? Let's right now, since now it's the time to make Kiddush, it's already became Shabbos Kiddush already, so let's stop our Suda we have now, we'll bench, we'll take away the table, and we'll make Kiddush now. V'nechesh l'divir Rabbi Yehuda chavreinu. And let's be afraid of the way Rabbi Yehuda paskins. Now, even though we know you, Rabbi Yosi, your shita is, you're allowed to continue eating your suda, even though it's going into Shabbos. And when you bench at nighttime, whenever you get finished, then you make Kiddush. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, maybe you, Rabbi Yosi, now want to be afraid of Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, and maybe you'll stop eating right now. We'll take away the table, and we'll make Kiddush right now. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel went to ask Rabbi Yosi. Oh, my Lord. So Rabbi Yosi answered back to him, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day, ato mechaviv devarai. Lefnei Rabbi Yehuda, like what's going on here? Like Yolachur my Talmud, every single day, whatever I say you like very much, and you even tell it over to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, you tell over Rabbi Yehuda my halachis that I hold. You're allowed to continue eating, but whenever he gets finished, then you first make Kiddush. For Yachshev, and right now, today, that we're having Mamush Asuta together, and it's me, Rabbi Yosi, at the mechaviv divrei Rabbi Yehuda before night. You want to ask? You're asking me, should I be chush? Should I be afraid of what Rabbi Yehuda says? And you want me right now to stop my suda? Me, myself, I hold the halacha is, you're allowed to continue eating right now. I don't have to stop my suda right now, even though it came Shabbos. If I started the meal before Shabbos, I'm allowed to continue eating. However, I get finished, then I'll make Kiddush at night time. So Lachur is asked, what are you asking me now? You want me to stop now in front of me? I should stop my shita and do the way of Yehuda holds. He said over the Pasuk in Esther, Hagam lichpa shesamalka imi baboyis. Like Achashverus told to Haman there, you want to capture my wife in front of me? Like, what are you doing here? Like, in front of me, pshita, I'm not going to listen. Avada, Rabbi Yosi, I still hold like my shita. But I call upon him, this is the new machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Another machlokes. Not only is it one machlokes is, on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't start eating min ha-mincha ulamala. Reb Yehuda holds on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to start a Suda, Samach Lemincha Ketana. You're not allowed to start. Reb Yosi holds, you are allowed to start. And you're allowed to eat until Asher Techshech. That's one Machlokes. Now we're saying another Machlokes. What about if the Suda you start and continues on and goes into the night time? Do you have to stop and take away the table and make Kiddush? That's how Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yosi holds, no, you're allowed to continue on straight through. So what he answered back here was Amalei. So Shimon Galion answered back to him, "Im came of that so loy nifsik like I have karota. True, let's not stop eating right now. We'll continue our meal, and when we finish benching, then we'll make kiddush. Why? Because shem yirat tamidim. Like Kur, you're right. Like if for this one time, like let's say right now, for some reason we'll be machmir. Right now, even Rabbi Yosi will be machmir and hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita to say this one time I'll stop eating right now." But if you do that, you have to be afraid that the Talmidim, the people that are there, are going to see what you're doing. They're going to see that you're stopping eating right now. V'yikva locha l'dairis. And they'll be kaveya, they'll say, you know what the locha is? Like Reb Yehuda. That everybody, if you ever started a Suda Friday afternoon, when it comes Shabbos, you badafka have to stop. So the locha is that tomorrow, omru loizoz misham ad shekovu halocha k'Reb Yosi. They didn't move from there, but those eska paskin clearly that the locha is like Reb Yosi. That in case somebody started to eat before Shabbos, the locha is he's allowed to continue eating, and whenever he gets finished at nighttime, that's when he'll make kiddush. So let's just see a little bit Rashbam here. Rashbam is the fourth line of the big lines here. Titania, Tibasoka Nami Pligi. It's a machlekes even by Asoka. Masikan Lashabosis. In his chosudose beheter koidim amincha. Let's say somebody started to eat Friday afternoon, even before mincha, when you're allowed to start eating. Voyoichel vohoylech achatechshech. He continued eating up until it came mamas lailo. Is achilul Rabbi Yehuda mafsikim sudosoy miyak mafsik sudosoy miyak shiyechshech umekadosh yoyim. Contrary Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop eating as soon as it becomes at night time and make kiddush right then. The kiddush aleh mishtechshech. Chokasim with us after the brachas.
Alright.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's the Gemara? Rabbi Yosi argues in a different machlekes. Machlekes if masikin. If the meal continue on, do you have to stop your Suda? So that's the vice versa. Rabbi Yosi argues even on Erev Pesach also. Rabbi Yosi, she told us, even on Erev Pesach will be the same halacha. Let's say Erev Pesach, somebody started to eat his meal, mamash before mincha. Even though Rabbi Yosi holds like our Mishnah, we're saying now that on Erev Pesach he holds, you're not supposed to start eating. So at 3 o'clock Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating a meal. But let's say you started the meal beforehand. At 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you started your meal. So you're allowed to continue eating it. So what's going to be if the meal went on, mamash continue eating, it went into the nighttime? Do you have to stop when it comes Laila to make Kiddush, or don't you have to stop? Rabbi Yosi says, no, you don't have to stop. If you started the meal beheter, you have a right to continue on your meal and continue on eating, and whenever you get finished, then you first make kiddush. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. So that's what the price before is passing. That's that Amr Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina. Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, the Erev HaPesach, means for this machlokes. On Erev Pesach, that we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi says, that if the Suda continues on up until nighttime, you can continue eating. But on Erev Pesach, here we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that if the Suda continues on, Avad, as soon as it comes Laila, you have to stop eating, take away the table, and make Kiddush right then. So that's what the Braisa meant to say. So therefore, we're coming out now that, like Rav Huna's Teretz, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. That even though Rabbi Yosi holds on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to Metchila start eating up until Mesha Techshach, on Erev Pesach he holds no. Once it comes Samuch Lemincha, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not allowed to start eating your Suda. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds Megeis Hilchos Erev Pesach. But let's say somebody started to eat before 3 o'clock. He started beheter, and the Suda continued on. Then Rabbi Yosi holds as long as you want to continue eating, and whenever you get finished, that's when you'll stop, and then you'll make Kiddush. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. We have Yehuda Shita is no. You have to stop right then, and you make Kiddush right then, and then you continue your Suda. So that's why it's good why he said, La Locha on Erev Pesach, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosi.
Yeah.
So tell you, it's like a good kasha. According to Rabbi Yosi Shita, it's a modern halacha. Rabbi Yossi says, Omer ein mafsikim. For goyim kol sodosai, for the Torah says, you'll have to finish your whole meal, mavorach bircha samozin, your bench, v'yachakach mekadish. And then it could be 11 o'clock at night, then you first make kiddish. K'demuchah b'brais l'kamom, we'll have rice and gemara later. Mashmur di ein tzorach lasa sud l'shem Shabbos. You don't have to make a suda for the purpose of Shabbos. Titzorach mali l'hamtim yasik miyad. If the suda has to be done l'shem Shabbos, so you should stop right away. So mashmur the suda yet before, even though it wasn't a suda l'shem Shabbos, still you don't have to have a suda l'shem Shabbos. V'yim toimer frek toisvis. V'yech yasu kiddish ba'mod namaisa here. You finished eating your meal at 11 o'clock, you're benching then you're going to get up to make kiddish. How could you make kiddish then below suda? Haloyen kiddush el b'makom suda. We know you only allowed to make kiddush. First you make kiddush, then you have your suda. Rabbi Yosi doesn't say you have to have a new meal later. No, Rabbi Yosi just says whenever you get finished, bench and then make kiddush. Where's the kiddush b'makom suda? The yeshloima the choshev kiddush b'makom suda kiven shemiyad acher asuda oise kiddush. Since right after you bench, you're going to make kiddush. The yosi suda oile loyle suda Shabbos. Now that suda that you ate, even though you didn't start eating L'Shem Shabbos, and you didn't make Kiddush at the beginning of the meal, but Lamai said, since you ate that Suda on Shabbos, because we're talking about now, it's 11 o'clock at night, you got finished. So the first few hours of Shabbos, you were eating this meal, so this Suda is considered a Suda Shabbos. When you bench on that meal, you have to say a Ritzei in Birchas Hamazon. So therefore, Lamaisa, the Kiddush, is called Kiddush of Mokim Sudim. Lamaisa, there's not a din, you have to, usually what we do is, we're not allowed to start eating until we make Kiddush. So Pshita, we have to make Kiddush first, and then we have our Sudim. But Mekir Adin, that Kiddush of Mokim Sudim just means, in the Mokim we are eating, even if you just finished eating, you could also make Kiddush there. But you can't make Kiddush on an empty place. It has to be the mokim you can have your suda. So Tosfos Mechadesh, even if you already ate your suda already also, you should know you're allowed to make kiddush. Chafa nafkamina, if somebody didn't have any wine. No, they're supposed to be anyway. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says, Ein halacha l'alacha l'maisa, we don't hold like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yehuda that says mafsikin. He says, in the case where you started your Suda before Shabbos, and you continued on, as soon as it becomes Shabbos, if you're the Shittur, you have to stop eating a mamash bench, and take away this whole table, and then make Kiddush. So we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. For like Rabbi Yossi, but we're not making like Rabbi Yossi either to say, you can continue eating your Suda, and whenever you get finished, then you'll make Kiddush. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi either. Elo, what's the halacha? Poiris, mape, umekadish. Just throw a tablecloth. Throw something on top of the lechem, cover over the lechem. Well, might see if the whole table is full of food. Chur means cover up the whole table. Or mekadesh and make kiddush. If the might see you started to suda Friday afternoon. Now when it comes after shkia, whenever it's time to make kiddush, just right now in the middle of your meal, just cover up the table, and mekadesh right then. That's the way Yehuda. That's what Yehuda Mashmul says. So twice, what? Continue the suda right. So the Rashbam speaks out here, Venira Benai, Tesvila Lishmuel, how does Shmuel really hold halacha? The halacha k Rav Yosi. The Ikar halacha is like Rav Yosi. That if you want to, you could continue the whole Suda and make Kiddush at the end. Ketani Rebraisa. Shekov halacha k'moise. Like before we passed him. On a regular Erev Shabbos, we passed like Rav Yosi. That you are allowed to continue your Suda and first make Kiddush afterwards. Ela Shabbo lahachmur al atzmai. We have Yudah Mashmuel just on saying a chumra. Don't finish eating your meal. Rather, right now, stop. Just cover over the lechem. The yikadish. Achakach. Don't finish your meal. Make kiddush later. El yikadish tchila. Sang a chumra. Right now, make kiddush. The yachakach yigmur sudosay. Diem lo temoch yishmul yama keman. Who could shmul go like? That's Rashbam Zachron. The Ramad is Shmuel Mikir Radin holds like Rabbi Yosi Paskin. That really you would be allowed to continue your meal, and when you get finished then make Kiddush. But he's saying the Chumrah, it's better to do is, right now, just cover up the bread, that's all, and make Kiddush right now, and continue eating. And then Echnami, if you had already Yayin before this, so when you make Kiddush now, you don't have to make again a Bar Priyagofen, because it's Mamish in the middle of the meal. You're allowed to continue eating. Shostam, and take the kais of Yayin, and make regular Kiddush over the kais.
You're making, you're saying you're staying on the bench before you're saying breakfast is
much. Sure. But the Maisa Shabbos, though. You know, Shabbos.
so on. You don't have to. Rabbi Yossi says, if you started the suit, you don't have to stop, though. You don't have to stop. The Maisi, you say, Brichas Amodas, Lakash, goes to the Maisi, it's Shabbos now, you say, we're saying. Right? For the Mora Eini, it's not like that. For Yomar Rav Tachlipo, Bar Avdimi, Omar Shmuel. His real name is Shmuel. Kishem Shemasik in the Kiddush. The same way you have to stop eating Yisuda when it comes to make Kiddush is Kach Masik in Lavdola. The same Allah applies to Havdola. That if somebody was eating Shalosh Shudis and the meal went on later into the night, you have to stop Yisuda before you make Havdola. Kach Masik in Lavdola. That's what it said over the name of Shmuel. Is my Masikin. What does it mean that the Losh of Masikin you have to stop? Lav Lakira Shulchan. Doesn't the Losh of Masikin here mean like Rabbi Yehuda's Loshin before? That we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, Masikin means you have to stop your meal, take away the whole table, bench, and then start over again. So the Chur, this is not like Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul just said. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul just said that all you have to do is just Purus Mappa, leave everything there, leave the table there, just throw something over the lechem, over the table, and you can make Kiddush. So we hear the saying over the name of Rabbi Yehuda, not of Shmuel, not like that. The here is Masha Masikin. The Mamash have to be Masik, stop the Suda, take away the old table.
Why would Rabbi Yehuda quote Shmuel saying that Lacha isn't like Kiddush?
That's the difference. There's not the Tana. This is an Amoira. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel is an Amoira. That's a later, it's a different person. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana, you're right, it's not the same person. So I call upon him, Kach Zot Rashbam, Masir Rashbam, Kach Masikin Lavdola. Im Oyo Mesubim Mishabis, Adalaila. People having Shalosh Shudis, up until the night time. Is Alocha Masikin Achilosin Umavdilim. They have to stop when it comes to time to make Avdola. The Mamash have to stop their Suda, and they have to make Avdola. Is my love Akira Shulchan? Doesn't it mean a Loshin of Akira Shulchan here? For me to come, since it says, Kishem Shemasikin Mechlad Loisagi Vemapa, Mashma, the same way you have to stop for Kiddush, you have to stop for Avdola. So here it's Mashma by Kiddush also. The Mamash have to stop those Suda, take away the table. That's not like a Yudah Mashmul. So Gemara answers, Loin Lamapa. Here also, even though it says Loshim Mafsikin, Mafsikin just means when it comes Laila, when it comes Shabbos now, stop your meal, just throw the tablecloth over, cover up the bread on the table, and make Kiddush, and then continue on. And the same thing by Abdullah. Yeah. So Gemara, Rabba Barafuna Ikloi Levei Resh Galusa. Rabba Barafuna went to visit Resh Galusa. And when he went to Resh Galusa, is Aiso Taku Kamei. They brought in front of him a plate, like a table in front of him. And Vice says it was Friday afternoon. That's when they brought this Suda to start. Poras Mapa Bekiddush. When it came now, this could be Lavdaf for Friday afternoon. This could be Friday night by Shabbos. When they came home from Shul, when they came in, what they did first was they put the table in front of them. And the table must have with food on it. So before he went to make Kiddush, first he did was Poras Mapa Bekiddush. He spread over a cover over that bread, and then he made Kiddush. Let's see Rashbam. Hachi Gassinim. Rabba Rafuni Ikloi Lavesh Kalusa. I said, Dakla Kamei Poros Mav Kiddush. I'm not working. Hachi Purusha. Rabba Rafuni Ikloi Lavesh Kalusa. Flohoyu Oichlan Kaidim Chashecha. We're not talking about that we're having the Suda Friday afternoon. Uliyacha Shiyotsu Beisa Knesset Techshech. That we're talking about they came home from Shul. Is I see Dakla Kamei. When they came home after davening Shabbos by night, they brought the table in front of him. Hey, V.O.S.A. Pasal Shulchan. They brought the Shulchan with bread on it. K'may Shana Waisim Kodim Kiddush. The way we do also before Kiddush. Before Kiddush, we have the lechem on the bread. So what is the lechem on the table? Is Poras Ma'pal Shulchan. So right now we took a cloth and he covered up the lechem. V'yachak Kach Kiddush, that's all he did. Then after he covered up the bread, the lechem, then he went to make Kiddush. In other words, really, really, Rabbi Bafuna, it would have been his own house, he would have said a better case. Don't bring the bread in on the table altogether until after Kiddush. Like we'll see later. Really, he holds when you make Kiddush, you shouldn't have any bread on the table at all. Now, here that they already brought the bread on the table, therefore, what he did was he covered up the bread to make it as if it's not there, and then he made Kiddush. Lefikach, therefore, poras mapa lechem. What he did was he covered up the bread. V'hainu kein tzilik shulchan. That's as if he took it away, he took the table away from him. O kemi sheinoi. It's as if the bread is not here at all. For Raya Ladov, what's the Raya Shekhen Oysim, Ketonim Aslisim, Zeraya Ladov, that Moizgun Loi Kais Rishon, there's much less Seder by night. First, to make Kiddush, you pour Moizgun Kais Rishon, you pour the Kais to make the Kiddush. V'yachak ha'chevilu fona birokas v'chazeres. And for later, they bring the table that has the vegetables on it. Matul v'chazeres. Mechlal et Zeraya diyad hashtu l'yaisi. That up until then, the master, when you first make Kiddush, there was no table in front of you, whereas even if there was a table, there was no food at all on the table. So, the time of what's the reason why? Could a priest before you make Kiddush Friday by night, don't bring the table near you. Now, our maestro is, we don't have a table to take out and take in. The time of the Gemara, they used to do was, they used to have a special portion in front of everybody. Everybody had a small table brought in front of you. So it's like nothing to take it out, to take it in again. So Mikra Radin, you shouldn't have the table b'chlal in front of you, b'shas you come to make Kiddush.